Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EEP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord, help me. SAPOL Commissioner Grant Stevens allowed the commencement of dancing this week in certain conditions, overruling the advice of medical boss Nicola Spurrier. Commissioner Stevens said at a press conference that it was his job to take all advice under suggestion and to make the best decisions for South Australians. However, it is widely rumoured that the decision from the Commissioner was against an artistic request from other members of the Transition Committee who declared to the meeting, Port Adelaide captain Ollie Wines was declared the winner of the Brownlow Medal last Sunday night. Wines finished 3 points clear of the Western Bulldogs Marcus Bontempelli. The event, normally held in Victoria, grabbed the attention of the Victorian government in the lead-up. Premier Daniel Andrews gave his tip to punters earlier in the week, however, misunderstood advice received from his staff when advised the name of the favourite was related to alcohol.
Get on the beers.
And the French government has expressed dismay this week at the decision of the Australian government to cancel a submarine contract and pursue nuclear submarines in alliance with the United States. The decision was taken after the US promised to deliver the submarines faster than France. US President Joe Biden reportedly became involved in a heated discussion with the French president, and this resulted in a shouting match led by the president himself.
I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises!
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord, help me.